Dalad Teves, Monday the 2nd of January, Rabbi Yitzhak Firestone, A Ruvin and Beyond.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us today at the Kollel. The title of today's drosha was Eivin and Beyond, and the reason being was because, as everyone knows, we're learning Eivin at the moment in Kollel, coming to the end of Eivin. And the first question I want to ask you when you've learned Eivin, what's the question? What's your opinion on the Eivin? So I decided to title it Eivin and Beyond, because we're not talking about the Eivin, I'm talking about Beyond Eivin. I'd like to discuss a shaila, which is negeir to Masechtas Eiruvin, which actually has nothing to do with an Eiruv. It has to do with a separate thing in Ganson. But just to bring out that Divrei Torah, Niyim b'mokim echad v'ashirim b'mokim acheh. Divrei Torah often, one has to go to find various sources for the Divrei Torah. Sometimes shaleibim kaimon, you have to look elsewhere to find the sources for the halacha. And even in the Masechtas Akeirubin, which is primarily involved in Taka Eiruvin and nothing else, where you find sources to various other halacha de kashailas, which are very negei lemaisa. So the shaila I wanted to bring up was a shaila which was I had personally many years ago. I built my sukkah in my garden, and the sukkah was on a lawn, in the middle of the garden lawn. And then I'm just out of sukkah, so I came to my. I thought perhaps there's a shaila when one opens the roof after the rain. So you've got the water on the roof, and the time then I had the tarpaulin, and the water was on the tarpaulin, and it gathered up to puddles, and then you schlep off the tarpaulin, and all your water falls on the grass, and when it falls on the grass, there's a issa to throw water on grass on Shabbos. Throwing water on grass on Shabbos is a shayla of zeriya, of tolda, the tolda of zeriya on Shabbos, the tolda of giving to drink on Shabbos, to food, to plants, is a hashko, is mashkin, or you give it to water. So I want to go through the background of the solution. There's a solution to it, which a common solution. And the solution to it is found in a sugya in Eiruvin, which I'd like to speak here if you have time to go through the sugya shtickle to discuss the pisorin to this shaila. There's another shaila brought down in the poskim in Santa Shaila. Shlomo Zalman brings down the Shari Chesed, when he lived in Shari Chesed originally. I suppose nowadays they've already sorted it out. But there wasn't an adequate sewage system in Shari Chesed. So now there's all the wastewater from Shari Chesed used to flow out to the fields, the nearby fields, somewhere or other. Which means every time a person turns on his tap on Shabbos, he has a problem of, same thing, he has a problem of Zaria. The water's flowing out to the nearby fields near Shari Chesed, which is causing them to grow. A similar shail as well is found in the Tshuva Zahar Tzvi, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Simon Reish Zion. He has a similar shayla, not synagogue to our shayla, but also uses one of our stodim as a sniff. He talks about Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, when it was originally built. But they actually built the sewage system to actually, the sewage should go out on fields nearby to manure the fields. In other words, to do a tov with the fields, which is mamash a shayla, you've got the wastewaters and the sewage going out to a field, which is a posh to shayla of to manure one's fields. Mamash, let's speak about first of our shayla, the shayla of the sukkah roof, or Shlomo Zalman Shaila, where the water goes out, where you lift up something, or you turn on some water, and the water goes out to a nearby field, which is a Shaila of Zeriah. So, the first thing which falls into everyone's head is obviously that this Zeriah is not the pail, it's a groma ba'alma. In other words, all it is, it's a groma, you're not actually doing anything, it's a causing effect. In other words, you pour the water out onto the ground, then it flows by itself to a mokim zeriah, or you pour it out, it goes into a pipe, And you're not pouring it straight in. If you go and take the water and pour it straight into the field, obviously that's your bakayach, that's your maisa. But here what's happening is, you're turning on your tap, or you're lifting up your sukkah roof, and the sukkah roof, we'll see soon. Oh, the tap, the case of their case, or the tap is going, it's going to one place, and then from that place, from the pipe, or from the system, it's flowing out into a field, which is a shaila of geroma ba'alma. The sukkah roof is slightly more difficult, because the sukkah roof, when you're lifting up the roof, it's going straight onto the ground. So let's take a heta, which the pos can bring, and say with the sukkah roof, what one can do is if it's not going directly onto the grass, for example, you've got a piece of concrete in between, or you place under or around your sukkah a plastic sheeting or something, which the water will then go straight on the plastic sheeting, and then from there be transferred or run down to the grass, then it'd be a shaila of geroma ba'alma. Okay, well, geroma ba'alma doesn't help you in gansen. What geroma does is normally, geroma takes away from a deraisa perhaps, and brings it down to a level of drabonon. And even that, to say it brings it down from a deraisa to a level of drabonon, is oichon shazay poshet. It's also not so poshet. Because we find the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach, which the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach, says that some malochas, we'll see whether the poskim speak about this, but there's definitely a malocha called zoyra, which is zoyra is the malocha of winnowing, where you throw something up to the wind. So you throw a wheat up to the wind to separate the chaff from the wheat. And the Gemara says there that even though the gabba nizikin, the gabba damages, monetary damages, geroma is potter, the nizokin, but the gabba shabbos, zoyre veruach mesayosai, when you throw up your wheat to the wind, and the wind helps you, the wind is blowing and it separates the chaff from the wheat. So remember, it's also a geroma. You're not doing the malacha, you're throwing it up to the wind, and the wind is separating the chaff from the wheat. But nevertheless, says the Gemara, b'Shabbos Yochayev, Meleches Machsheves Osre Teire. So Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach, that Agab b'Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Osre Teire. Meleches Machsheves meaning, and one follows your Machshava, not so much the action you do, one follows the Machshava that you want, the Tachlis of the Malacha which you're doing b'Shas Maisa, and for somehow or other that's Mashlim, the Malacha, even though the Malacha generally is Malacha, which is a Groma involved, over here, Meleches Machsheves Osre Teire. So Ibazoi, who says that this applies to Zohar, this applies to other malachas, does it apply to a series of malachas, this problem? So the Emes, the Morgan Avraham says, clearly, and the Post can bring down, Morgan Avraham says, simulation on base, discusses whether putting wheat into a water mill, which is also the Chayre Grom of Alma, you throw the wheat into a water mill, and the water mill does the job for you, in other words, you're not actually doing the grinding, you're placing it there, and it's happening by itself. Nevertheless, says Morgan Avraham, you won't be chayv, Malocha deiraisa on Shabbos. It's only going to either mice in the poskim ask. Mzoyre veruach masayosai. You see that you are chayv malocha deiraisa, even though there's groma. So the poskim a big difference, and they quote a rosh on it. Mzoyre veruach masayosai. That's the whole tachlis. So that's the whole normal way of doing the malocha. In other words, the normal way of zoyre veruach masayosai. The normal way of zoyre is to use the wind. Whereas any malocha, there's other ways of doing it. For example, grinding wheat. Grind doesn't have to be done in the water mill. Grinding wheat can be done by hand as well. In the Mishkan Pashas, it was done by hand. They didn't use a water mill in the days of the Mishkan. So since grinding wheat is normally done by hand, or the main loch is done by hand, even if you go along and use something, which is by way of geroma, so then you're potter. In other words, what being mechalik is, being mechalik depends on the main ik of the malacha. Is that if the ik of the malacha is done with a geroma, for example, Zoyra winnowing, thrown to the wind, the Ikka Malacha is done by Groma. So, Enachanama, Zoyra Veruach Masayasoi, you'll be Chayev for Groma in such a case. But if the Ikka Malacha is not done by Groma, for example, we said the case of the water mill, or other Malachas which are done by hand, for example, the Post can bring another example of Groma, which is a proper Malacha, which is Zichel Groma. For example, Bishel, or Afia, you go along and place something in the oven, that's definitely a groma. But nevertheless, the only way you can do afiyah is begroma. You can't do afiyah any other way. Not only if you can, only can do it, but if the main malacha is done on a day groma, so then taka and achanam, you've got the svara of Baba Kama Daf Samach that meleches machshev asaser teira yachay begroma. But if lu yitzuya, the main malacha is not done by groma, for example, for the case we're saying now, the case of a grinding toichen, for example, which is not mainly done by groma, or like it's not ik is done by groma. So who are then? If you do it taka by groma, so your taka be potter. So come back to our case, zuriya on the field, but derech klal, that's pashtus, is not done by groma. Yeah, zuriya on the field is not done by groma. Zuriya on the field is done by throwing the water normally. So if you go along and find a way of doing zuriya by groma, you've removed the issa deraisa and you've lowered it to an issa derabon. Yeah, it's not the poskim in Geraya to this yesod that groma is not always chayv. They've been geraya from a Rashi and Erevin in the sugya we're going to discuss soon. But that's one of the realities you see in Mufurish. Rashi and Erevin says, Rashi is talking about the case where you're trying to you're pouring out your water, similar to, you're pouring out your water in a chatzah, not the gabazeria. We're actually discussing the case of Hitzor. If a person pours his water into a chatzah, and the water flows out the chatzah. So, says Rashi, when you're pouring your, even if you're machaven, even if you don't want your water in your garden, you chuck your bucket of water out, but you don't throw it out to the street, you throw it out in your garden, and it rolls down, or finds its way out to the street. Says Rashi, even if you are machaven, I'm going to discuss soon if you're not machaven, but Rashi says, afele machaven, Rashi ne'evim peches and madalef, ta'afele echaven, issa mamish leka, Rashi says. Even if you're machaven, you want the water out in the street, says Rashi. There's no issa mamish, there's no proper issa. Why? The ha b'shus ha'yochid shofech. You pour it in the shus ha'yochid, and it flows up by itself. And as we see, Mefurish from Rashi, the Avnezer brings this raya in Eglital, in Teuchen. He brings the raya that from Rashi, you see Mefurish, that even if you're pouring out the water mamish with a kavona to go out in the shus, but you're not doing it, you're not throwing it in the shus, you're throwing it in your shus ha'yochid, and it flows up by itself. Says Rashi Mefurish and Issa Deraya, so there isn't. Yeah? So this is the Raya that Lachaira, the Issa Deraya, Groma doesn't apply to all Malachas, only applies to those Malachas, which is Ikram, which is mainly done Alidei Groma. But let's say Hitzah, which have the Rashi and Erevin, the Chesem Adalef, or Teuchen, the case of the Magen Avraham, Reishon and Beis. In these cases, you'll not be Chayef Alidei Groma. So who are din? Come back to our case.
When you say not Chayef, what's even
Midrabon? So it's Midrabon, you must Asa. Yeah, we're saying the Asa, it's Mutta Midrabon, it's Mutta Midraisa, Potter Midraisa, Potter, you're not Chayef, but it's a Midrabon, it will still be. So it hasn't helped us Mamish in our case, in other words, because the case of the Sukkah will still partially be a Groma, which is an Issa. Midirabonon, yeah. So by pouring it on your tarpaulin, or the case of Shlomo Zalman's case in Shari Chesed, when you turn on your taps and it flies and it goes into the pipes at the bottom, then later on it goes out to the fields. The chayyim wouldn't be a gromid. You'd move an Issa D'Raisa down to an Issa D'Rabonon. Shlomo Zalman brings down that he says this was going on in Shari Chesed for years, and nobody ever in the Tamid Chachamim there, and nobody was mafakbek on it. Nobody was poitz a pair. Besides, he brings him down in the Tzvi Pesach. He brings once. Said something about it, but also he was matter then to but he was the only one that was ma'ira the shana. Even more so in Shana Chesed did the interesting thing. He said the water was going in the fields and it was getting swampy. So what they did was they planted the eucalyptus trees, which still need a lot of water, which soak up the water. So there was mamish zriya going on here. In other words, the water was coming out in the fields and it was sapped up by these eucalyptus trees, which is anachayr mamish. And he says that nobody said a word. Nobody complained. Nobody said a word. And Yerushalayim, you can imagine, it must have been setlech and achveis, but nobody put up any setlech. Nobody did anything, and they left the water going out there. And it was perfectly okay. In place of pevei matzavsev. So we have to look into the heads of this. So. Let's start with it. There's a Mishnah here in Erim in the Pechesim Adalef. Chotze shi pechusa me'aba amas. We have a chotze which is less than 4 amas, a very small courtyard in front of your house. So the Mishnah says, Ein shoyfchid b'toicha ma'im b'shabbos. You're not allowed to pour water into this chotze on Shabbos. You can't even put, you want to pour out some water, you can't pour it into your chotze. We're talking about a chotze which is paved or still, not a chotze which things grow in. Ele imkein. What you do is, you make a little pit in the chotzer, which contains sosayim. I'm not going to do that exact shear of sosayim, sosayim 2 saw. Yeah. A mikveh is aboim saw, so we're talking about a 20th of the size of a mikveh. You pick a little ukkah, which is a base sosayim, and then once you've done that, you can pour as much water as you wish into your chotzer. Interesting, yeah. You pour. Okay. For the Gemara says later on, afilakuraim. You can pour large amounts of water into your chotzer. And from then, you don't have to worry anymore. And what's the shaila? So the Gemara says that if it's less than 4 amas, which is 4 amas, generally a man uses, the average man uses, in those days at least, sosayim amount of water a day. That's the average usage of a household, sosayim, wastewater, al kaponim. So the Gemara says that, ba'arba amas, the Gemara works out, if your chotz is 4 amas, by 4 amas, so the wastewater is enough space in the chotz to be boilea, to swallow up this usage of sasayim, and therefore when you throw your water out of the chotzer, you don't really want the water to go out, you're happy to keep the water in the chotzer. Over the size of 4 amas or 4 amas, that was if it was under the size of 4 amas, if your chotzer is smaller than 4 amas by 4 amas, then you don't want your chotzer in the summer at least, they want to discuss it, the winter is a different story, where things are muddy anyway. Oh, but let's say in the summer, well, you don't want your chotzer to become muddy and to become ruined in the middle of the summer, so it's too much water actually to be swallowed into the ground of your chotzer. So your kavona is, when you pour the water, that was you wish the water to flow out to the street, to the outside, to the Rishos Rabbim. So when there's 4 amas, by 4 amas, says the Mishnah, then a person's happy to keep the water within the chotzer, it gets swallowed in the ground, it doesn't make it muddy, it doesn't ruin any effect of your chotzer. When there's more, they're less than farmers by farmers, then a person wants the water, that's his kavona, his machshava, his desire, is to have the water flowing out the chotzer. So if it stays within the, so because that's your kavona, when you throw the water, you don't want it to stay in the chotzer. So the eitz is, you make this ukka, you make this pit of sasayim to contain sasayim, and if you make the pit to contain sasayim, so then vaita, you're happy to keep the water within the pit of sasayim, and therefore it's okay. Now the Gemara's mavua that once you've got the pit of sasayim, or once you've got 4 amas by 4 amas in the summer or in the winter, for example, you can even have less than 4 amas by 4 amas because the person's happy to swamp his courtyard and so. Even if afterwards the water goes out, it's perfectly okay. Mutter, not just potter. This is a mutter. This is the way you get rid of your water on Shabbos. In other words, the Gemara's mission's got 3 eitzes. One eitz is 4 amas by 4 amas, where everything can be swallowed in. The other eitz is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, you make yourself an ukka. And the third eitz is in the winter. In the winter, where you don't care whether your chotzer's swampy or muddy, so you're happy that the water should stay in your chotzer, and therefore you're allowed to pour, even if after, subsequently the water goes out your chotzer. So what's the pshat in them? The ma'aser, and we see soon that we said, even koru koraim. Oh, yeah. Even the shal is here the shal is not Issa Zuriya like we said before. Here the shal is Issa Hitzor, you know, some simple points on. Not Issa Zuriya, he's going to go out to the street. In other words, when you're pouring your water, you're causing an Issa Hitzor, Mishus HaYochid, Lirishus HaRabim. Albeit, Alidei Groma. You know, you're pouring into your chatzah, and the water is then flowing out to the Shus HaRabim. So you have an Issa Hitzor, Alidei Groma, which as we said before, it's not Issa Deraisa Pashtas, yeah, as we established. Our Kavon should be an Issa Derabonim. But nevertheless, with these Eitzes, if for somehow or other you don't care that the water should stay in your Chotzer, you don't want the water to be out your Chotzer, not that you don't want, you don't care if the water stays in your Chotzer. Now it's winter, it's muddy, you don't care if your Chotzer stays muddy. Or you have the Ukka of Sosaim, which can contain the water within your Chotzer. Or you have 4 amas by 4 amas where the water can be swallowed up into your Chotzer, even in the summer. Then it's fine, says the Mishnah. You can pour as much water as you want into your chotzer. Now, if you're pouring as much water as you want, you're pouring like gallons of water, and you've got this little ukka of sasayim. Now, you know the water's going out. You know the water is going, the ukka's full. And the Gemara actually says, Mefurish, that even if your Erev Shabbos, your little tank there of sasayim, is full of water, you can carry on pouring water because Lemaisa, the way the Ben Yonison points out, he says, Roi pa'omim, the ukka is not full on Erev Shabbos. Really, palming, mostly, so you can have a case where it's full, but mostly it wouldn't be full in Erev Shabbos. And some of the water is going to be nivla in the chotzer anyway, and you don't really care if the water stays in your chotzer. In other words, so therefore, it's the lashon of Rashi is le niskay machshavta. In other words, you're happy to keep the water in your chotzer, and with the fact the water is going out and it's flowing over this full ukka outside, it's not really your kavon, it's not really a bother. So therefore, koichay in such a way, koichay is mutter, even though it's a psik resha. In other words, the pshat is you've got davar sheina miskaven, you don't want the water to flow out your chotzer. You don't want the water to go out. It's a psik resha is going to go out. You look at your chotzer and it's the ukka's full and everything's going to psik resha out. It's only a alidei koichay. In other words, you're not actually throwing it out your chotzer. What you're doing is you're pouring it in your chotzer. And a dekoicha, it's going out. It's a groma, it's going out. Groma, but sirup sigresha. When you don't really care, just stay in your chotzer. But oifen kozeh, chazal will matter. That's interesting. Chedesh santa aloch on the masa. Groma, a dekoicha. That's the way the Ritva points out. The Ben Yonison points out. That's the way they learn. These are the Rishonim on the Omad. That's the way they point out the Heter. So noch, when you have groma, together with it's not mamsha, it's a koicha. In other words, it's a koicha, which is a groma, baalma. Alidei sigresha, you're not machabim for it. But it's a psik resha, it's definitely going to happen. A groma with a psik resha, and you don't really want it, is like the Mishnah, it's mutter. So this Mishnah, says the Zalman, and says the Pesach, one of in the Tshuva there, Gabba Kibbutz Chavetz Chaim, they said this Mishnah is a source to tell us that if you do not wish something to happen, now it's only okay, so it's a groma, and it's a psik resha. A groma and a psik resha is mutter. Now the Mishnah itself, you've got a modcha who learns it slightly differently. The modcha says, Tamazay, the modcha holds, every issa derabonon with a psik resha is mutter. It's a big chiddush. It's a truma sadeshan as well, who says such a thing. And the poskim argue with it. You know, the poskim argue with such a thing. Because the big many, many rais, it's a separate shir for itself. They got the groma, the psik resha, if you have a psik resha on an issa derabonon, where it could be mutter. You know, there's a truma, famous truma sadeshen, which says azay, and the Mogen Avraham asks six kashas on the truma sadeshen. But the Mordechai brings another raya from this mishnah here. It's not the raya one that's truma sadeshen, but the Mordechai brings a raya from this mishnah here that psik reish the rabbanon is mutter stamazay. So that's a zaytik geshmuz for itself. But the way the rishonim here, the ritzvah lands, and the Beni Yonatan lands, and this mashmash merash azay, it's not every rabbanon with a psik reish is mutter, but this rabbanon of grama. In other words, which is only a grammar, together with a psik reish, if you don't want to hear, in other words, the whole reason why it goes out is because so you personally wouldn't mind if it stays in the chotzer, but it's a psik reish, it's going to go out, and it goes out in such a way, in such a heta, we find the Mishnah Gab Hotzal. Says the Shlomo Zalman, its sources, this Mishnah here is a raya to Al Shala with Zaria, in other words. We're talking about the Gab Hotzal. You don't care if it stays here, and the Maestro says, psik reish is going to go out, it's a grammar. Which is the Rabbanon, but now you've got this head of Eina Mechavan, you don't know how much you want to, your Kavon is not that it should go out, and therefore not open, it's not, you're not interested, it should go out. And it's a grammar, Chazal will matter. So if someone's the same thing, he says, when it comes to plant your sukkah, you're opening the roof, you're not interested, Dafka, hopefully you're not interested, the water, if you are interested, you've got a problem. But if you're not interested, the water should go down to the lawn, you're happy the water should go along and stay on the plastic next to your sukkah, and agav, some of it trickles down to the lawn. So you've got the same thing. You've got a groma, and it's a koicha. Now it's not a koich rishon. It's a groma, and it's a dovah she'ena meskaven. I sub sik reisha a groma dovah she'ena meskaven. You're not machaven for the zriya, so it's muta. As I zokta. Only thing is the Mishnah lechayy gives a whole load of clauses. The Mishnah is you've got to have an ukkah which can contain all the water. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. Now you can't have a little strip of land and say I'm pouring water here. I don't care if it stays here. It's got to make sense that it should stay here. The Mishnah says, for example, you've got the case of an ukkah in the chotzer. The Mishnah's got to be at least daladamas, let's say in the summer or in the winter. The Mishnah says it's that you don't care, it should stay here. But not always does the Mishnah say that you're happy. You can use this heta of grama koyach with a psik reisha davashen meskaven. I think the pshat is. I think the pshat is what the Mishnah is trying to bring out is that legaba hitzor, in other words, when you want to take the water out. So then, to prove that you want to take the water, you don't want to take the water out, you need all these tanoim. You need either the yuka, or you need the daladamas, or you need the winter. But legaba zriya, it's enough the fact you don't care about your law, in other words, how much it grows and so. It's not your kavona bechlal legaba the zriya. Shlomo Zalman's case. Of the eucalyptus trees, I also have to say, as a lachachayr, they're planted trees that are to suck up water. But the average person that uses the taps and Shabbos and Shari Chesed, he didn't have kavanah b'chal, he didn't know about these eucalyptus trees, he wasn't macham when he turned the tap for it to go down there. So he's nichale, he's happy the water should stay in the pipe system. That's not his kavanah. Grom, it went out. Even though the mice, somebody somewhere went and planted these trees, it's a bit, you're jumping a bit. Because even though the water's going out of the grom, but the mice, someone knows that these trees are there being grown from the water that's coming out from Shari Chesed. But the person itself, he says, is the nichele klal ve'inam ve'inam achashav alav, he's not machashav b'chlal, so blayt is taka apsik reisha alide groma, which has a hetzvah mishnah. And the same applies to this sukkah roof as well. When they get to the other shala, the hatzviz shala, that's where the ishtikal takes a bit further, because there, you're not talking about water, you're talking about sewage. And the sewage is zicha not being absorbed into the ground, and as the hetzah of the Mishnah was, or the hetzah, you don't care if the water stays here. But here, you definitely do care. I mean, it can't be absorbed in the pipes as it comes out. The kibbutz chovetz chaim, the sewage definitely moves on, and it's impossible to be absorbed in the pipes, and it's definitely not what you want either. So then your kavanah is the sewage removed over there. So that bemis, he doesn't, hard sweet doesn't use the hetzah completely. He's got the list of about, he's very sure to learn his sefer. He's got to, every second word, he's got another diak in the back of this whole perish and on the shuva there. But he's using this as a sniff, in other words, as part of the heta. But rather, he's using other things as well to be mat at the end. But it's not on this forum to go and discuss the whole heta there. Or Baal Kaponim, he's using this, the Daladamas, he uses this, or one of the sforas uses, I suppose, for things like that can be absorbed. He uses this sfor over here to help Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim with their sewage problem. Magmon, this is one of the examples of something which is Amish Shaila, which is a common Shaila. But the Maisa is the Torah, as we said, Aniim b'mokem echad, v'ashirim b'mokem acher. Shleita Mishnah in Sant, Shleita Mishnah Ovis, discussed at one point. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Im bataltim in a Torah, yesh lecha b'teilim haba minegdecha. If somebody's mavatl himself in Torah, so there's many b'teilim haba minegdecha. Mamalta b'teilim, yesh lecha socha haba. If somebody's an Amu Batayra, Yesh Lachasacha Haba. So Chabetz Chaim says, Amar Yedek Pshat HaPashat Pshat HaMishnah, In Batalt Min HaTayra, Yesh Lachabetayim Haba Min Agdecha, Mepharshim say, if somebody's Mavatla himself from Tayra, so the Rebbeinu Shem will give him many other things to Mavatla himself for. Now the person sits and does nothing, and stops himself learning Tayra because he gets involved in other things, the Rebbeinu Shem will keep him busy. Now let's find things for him to keep him busy. Now he'll make sure even he wants to learn, he won't be able to find time to learn. A person of Batla Min HaTayra. Chabetz Chaim says, Amar Yedek Pshat, which I think is very pertinent to today. Chabetz Chaim says that a person, Asachmol, he can't learn Torah. He has to go to work. He's busy. He has tirdas. Ala michiv ala kalkala. Dat macham panosa. He hasn't got the time to learn Torah. No. So he comes to Shemayim after Chayis 120, and I ask him, I didn't learn Torah, and he said, I didn't learn Torah. He says, because I was what you wanted me. I had to make panosa. I have a family to look after. I didn't have time to learn Torah. It's all there is. A good teretz, yeah. A fine teretz. A person has to make panosa. But if a person, the moshe, in his holiday time, doesn't spend time learning Torah, so then they turn around to him and say, okay, what sort of teretz is this? When you had time to learn Torah, when it was a bank holiday, and you could have come and learned Torah, you didn't do anything. So Bazoi, in other words, if Pshat is you learn in all your spare time, you have a day off, you sit and learn, when you can learn, you sit and learn. So then, when you can't learn, so Bazoi, it's Nechshav, it's an oinus. An oinus is a nice Nechshav. Kill the Rebbeinu Shem, he gives a person the opportunity, the Rebbeinu Shem is Machshav, gives a person the schaz, if he learns in that time when he couldn't learn. If a person takes the time when he can and doesn't learn, he says, then all the time when you've got an oinish, you've got a true excuse, you can't turn around to the Rebbeinu Shem and say, I'm excused. I wish I would have loved to have learned, but I might say I couldn't. It's not true, because in times when you could learn, we didn't say when you'd love to learn. Where was you love to learn then? You didn't learn then. When a person has a day off, or a person has a few, a holiday, and he takes his time, a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, a weekend, a bank holiday, and he takes his time to learn, he's made the Torah, but it's not either. He doesn't really gain that time. He gains all the time when he couldn't learn, when he was busy with other things. He also gains as a schaf. You have a lot of schaf. You have schaf for all those days when you couldn't learn, you get schaf if you could learn. You've shown the Rebbeinu Shem that you're a person, you're the type of person who learns when he can. And if he learns when he can, then the pshat is, then even when he can't, it's nechshav as if he learns. Today, a bank holiday, people come to sit and learn, to join a koil in learning, is a gewaldige zchus. In mamalta b'teira, yesh lecha socha ha b'knedecha. You know, the Gedumah doesn't really gain the day that he spends learning, or the time he spends learning. One gains all the time when he couldn't learn, is nechshav as if he learns as well. In Parshas Vayigash, the famous taitch of the Beis Halevi, I'll finish with that. Mamash says exactly, come out the same vault. The Pasuk says, when Yosef met his brothers, so the first thing Yosef said was, Ani Yosef, ha'odah v'chai, because my father's still alive. In fact, the Medrash says, famous Medrash, Ani Yosef, ha'odah v'chai, oylonu miyom adin, oylonu miyom ha'teichocha. Woe to us on the day of judgment, woe to us on the day of teichocha, the day of Musa when the Rebbeinu Shem will take him, because Yosef was Katane Shal Shvatim, Yosef was one of the youngest of the Shvatim, and his brothers were Nivalu Mipon of the Pasuk says. His brothers couldn't stand his Musa. The minute they came along, he said to them, Musa, they couldn't stand Nivalu Mipon of, they were confused, they couldn't stand in front of him, Bechlal, they were Nivalu Mipon of. Says the Medrash, the Yom Adin, Yom HaTeichocha will be the same thing. When the Rebbeinu Shem comes to a person and tells everyone, gives everyone Teichocha, the Fi Masha, who? The Medrash says, if the person will not be able to stand, he will be totally confused in front of the Rebbeinu Shem. In fact, there will be two kashas, two poshut, simple kashas. He's number one, where was the Teichocha? We don't find Yosef gave his brothers any Musa. What was the Musa? Number two, says the Beis Halevi, what's this? Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai. Why is he asking whether his father's still alive? If you follow the Pasha from Miketz and Omers, they were talking about their father the whole time. And they were in Pasha Vayigash. And backwards and forwards, the father was talking about their father, and the father can't manage where the son goes away, the father already lost the son. The whole way through the narrative of Yosef and his brothers, every second pasuk, they're talking about their old father who was in Eretz Canaan, Vavinu, the whole time. And they come now, he's in his father, and Yosef, what's the Kasha? Says the Beis Leva Gevalda Gezach. Yosef was saying as follows. Yehuda Taka was tining to Yosef, and he was saying to Yosef the whole time, you can't take Binyamin away, And Avadi was caught with a Genevi, he was caught with a Becha. Abba Muhammad, we have an old father, Nebuch, and he's an old man, you have to have Rachmanes, the Alta Tata, the old father, Avinu, Beretz Canaan, and Va'ozav as Ovi Va'meis. Yosef turned around to Yehuda after he confessed and after he owned up who he was. He said, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ha'ayda Vichai. Is my father still alive? Well, you took me away, you weren't worried about the old father. Ani Yosef, Ha'ayda Vichai. Then, now you're tining Binyamin, the father. Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ha'ayda Vichai. It was a question, it was a bitzmiah. Was is my father still alive after he took me away? Then you weren't worried about my father. How can you come with a tiny today about Obi, when it came to taking me away, you weren't worried about your father? That was the biggest musa. Says the Beis Halevi, the biggest musa of a person is when a person goes along and is told by the Rebbeinu Shem, a person he gives him a shalom, the Beis Halevi. He says, for example, it comes to Talmud Torah, the same Moshe we said before. Comes to Talmud Torah, a person tells the Rebbeinu Shem, I couldn't learn. Rebbeinu Shem, you couldn't learn. But then on that day when you did nothing, you had no time to learn, you did have time, did you learn then? In other words, you take the same time that person tines the whole time and you show him the time you're tining, Obi. You tine Echkenish, I haven't got time. Oh, but then you had time. Listen, goes outside. He says, he comes to give him stalker sometimes. The person has, what can he do? He's lost money. He can't get stalker. And it comes to something he wants. All of a sudden, he spends money like a chayzishos. So the Beis Halevi, the same time you're using, you can't afford it. And here all of a sudden, you can afford it. For mitzvah, you can't. For other things, you can. The Beis Halevi uses many examples, and many musdika examples, where a person is, like, a person gives a mechiach adam, lefi mashahu, according to what he is. That's the techocha of the shvatim, and that's the oidonam yom adin, oidonam yom techocha. And Usavada made a teva meruba. I'm not coming to say musa, I'm coming for kait. And it comes a bank holiday, and a person comes along and takes off his time, and he spends time here in the Beis Medrash to learn together, is a gevaldig gezach. That's the betaydim haber. That's the socha haber. Kenegdecha. It's not the betaydim. It's the middle tayv and meruba. The Rebbeinu Shem taka helfen. That must be mitzliach taka. And we've set up two yengalat to make chabrusas if anyone wishes, or shtek chabura before the next drosha. The next drosha is more involved. It's more the area, but not the beyond. And wish everyone a successful morning. In Torah. And we should be zeicha to get together. Mitzvah. Everyone together. The beis mishichat zakein. The meheiv yamei nomim.